Bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wsino.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wsino.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. Well, I have a question to ask all of you. Are you able to say, and I mean to say this with conviction, and listen, when I say with conviction, you've got to learn to have the courage of your convictions. If you say something, are you able to live according to what you say? Can you have the courage of your convictions? And my question to you is this. Can you say this with a conviction that you believe it? Are you ready? Let's see.
God is for me.
Can you say that with an absolute conviction that it's 100% true? I mean, really, is God really for you? Or is He still looking at the stuff that you used to do? Or maybe still do. Because if God is really for you, if He truly is, and He is God, we know He's God, right? And we know that God is able. How many of you believe He's able? He's able for what? Absolutely anything. Heal you, get your children sorted out, whatever it is. God is able. If we know that He's able, and we really believe that, then if we can really believe that this, I know that God is for me, then if that's the case, if He's for you and He's able, who can possibly come against you successfully? Amen. What can come against your life successfully? If God is able and God is for you, what is there that can beat you? Is there absolutely anything that can defeat you? Can sickness defeat you? Can fear defeat you? What is there that can beat you? So say this, God is for me. Say, He's not against me. See, a lot of people think God is against them, but He's not. God is for you. He's not against you. And we've got to get this, and we've got to get this belief system, and you've got to make that with a deep sense, that statement, you've got to make it with a deep sense of certainty. You've got to know it beyond belief. You've got to know it into reality. Amen. Because belief and faith will bring something into the natural. It'll make the manifestation come. So you've got to believe beyond your belief. You've got to believe until this is part of your life, until it's actual in your life, until manifestation takes place. Can you say amen? You see, you've got to believe God beyond faith. Oh, how can I believe beyond faith? When you get it, then you've done what you need with faith. Now it's beyond the faith. You've now got it. You don't need faith for it anymore. Come on. So you've got to believe beyond what you can believe for. You've got to believe till the actual manifestation takes place. And so many people fall short in that distance between I believe and I receive. In between that distance from believing to receiving, we fall short right over there. Because we still believe, some of us still believe, I've got to pay for my sin. So God can't deal with me because I sinned. Or I didn't read the Bible, or I didn't tithe. And so now we put the limits on God because of our shortcomings, not His. He has no shortcomings. And we tend to put a limit on God because of our shortcomings. Think about it. Because I'm no good, He can't bless my life. That's not the case. You were no good when He blessed your life and died for you. Amen. The Bible says while you were still a sinner, He loved us and died for us. So you've got to get to this place that God is for me. God is for me, period. He's not against me. He's never against me. Say, God is for me. And I want you to know He is also here for you. He's not just for you from a distance. He's for you from within. You got to get this. Because when you start to understand where God is, who God is, and how much He is for us, then there's nothing that's going to defeat you. Amen. Nothing. Amen. And so we've got to get rid of a wrong mindset that I remember growing up that God was out to get me. That's how I thought God was out to get me. If I didn't step up and stand straight and, you know, walk straight and do right, God's going to get you. My parents told me that. Come on. My parents told me God will get you. I used to joke and say, well, you know, don't stand near me. The lightning's going to hit me. You don't want to be near me when it hits. We used to joke about those things. But that's telling you, that's subliminal. There's a subliminal message in that kind of thinking. That kind of joking. You call it a fraudulent slip. I call it your subconscious is letting us know where you're at. Do you still say things like that? Come on. All right, this is going to be good for you. Amen. And I want you to know God is for you at all times. When things are going right, God is for you. But how about when things are going bad? He's still for you. When you've been good, He's for you. When you've been bad, He's still for you. Amen. I mean, put yourself in God's place just for a second. I mean, we can't, but just imagine if you're a parent, how much you love your children. Will you ever be against them? You will do whatever you can to bless their life. Whatever you can. And God, being so much more perfect and so much better than us, how much more will He do for each of us? His children. I'm for my children. I'm for my children. Let me tell you something. When God got Egypt, when He got Israel out of Egypt, people think that was God's anger and hatred when He sent those 10 plagues. I want you to know, first of all, those 10 plagues, every one of those plagues hit one of the gods that they believed in. Just to show them that, listen, your God is not God. And every plague, the water, they used to worship all these gods. Those 10 plagues represented their gods. The God of life. Look what happened when the angel of death came. And He was demonstrating to them, there's no other God. This is the God, Amen. Him. Amen. And what He did there was not out of anger and hatred. It was out of love. What do you mean? It was out of love for His children in captivity and in bondage and slaves. Now, if you came against me, hey, we can have a chat about that, you know, and we'll take care of ourselves and look after ourselves. But if you come up against my children, I got shotguns. Is that my hatred towards you? No, it's my love towards my children. Do you get what I'm saying? I will die for my kids. Jesus died to have His family. So how much different is He than from, how much better are we than Him? No, we're not. So God is absolutely for us. You've got to get that in your pipe and smoke it. That's the only pipe you're allowed to smoke. Okay? Not allowed to have the other one. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me. God is not against you, He's for you. Amen. When the Philistines, listen to this. Think about David. When the Philistines captured David in Gath, the city of Gath, they captured him. He was in dire straits. He was in trouble. But look what he wrote. Go to Psalm 56 with me. Psalm 56. He was captured by the enemy. He's in dire straits here right now. This guy is about to be desecrated and killed. And look what he writes here in Psalm 56 and verse 9. When I cry unto you, this is David now. Now put yourself in David's place. How many of you have had some bad reports? How many of you have faced some impossible situations? How many of you have seen the devil at your front door breathing down your neck? How many of you have heard him footsteps wherever you go? I'm talking, you know that you know that you know. If something doesn't happen, we're done. Yes. Amen. Amen? And so this is what he said. Read it. When I cry unto you, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know. This I know. Look what he says. This one thing I know. God is for me. He's in captivity. These people have got a hold of him, the Philistines. And he says, you know what? When I cry unto you, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, God, this I know. Oh my God, what a bold statement. When you're in trouble, when you're going down, your nostril, you got one nostril left above the water, and you're starting to get that water in that nostril as well. And you're going to, can you shout out, this I know. I know God is for me. Man, that's a powerful, that is one of the most powerful statements in the Bible. Amen. I'm serious. Daniel 11:32 says, the people that know their God will be strong and do exploits. In Daniel 11:32, the people that know their God will be strong and do exploits. David knew God. He knew his God. That's why he could take down Goliath. That's why he could kill a bear. That's why he could kill a lion. That's why when Saul chased him for 13 years, David said, this one thing I know, God is for me. I'm telling you, you got to get a God is for me in your spirit. You better believe it when the money's gone and there's no honey in the house. You better believe God is for me.
That's right. Amen.
You better believe it when you've done wrong, God is for me.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, think about what a bold statement. Wow, it's almost arrogance, isn't it? The enemy's coming. God says, they'll come against you in one way, but they'll flee seven different ways.
Amen.
The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are running to and fro in the earth, looking for somebody whose heart is perfect towards him like that. Remember, this is a man after my own heart, he said about David. He's looking for someone whose heart is perfect towards him, that he can show himself strong.
Amen.
Second Chronicles. Think about that. Wow. That is powerful stuff. Say, God is for me.
God is for me.
Say, I know it.
I know it.
I've been in situations where I've thought, God, why are you doing this to me? That was my kind of thinking. And I know many of you did the same thing. In fact, all of you did. Yeah. Instead of thinking, thank God you're for me. In the midst of this, the devil's doing to you. And the enemy's doing to you. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And so what a time for David to make a declaration like that. Wow. I think that is so powerful. So powerful. You know, David wrote something and then they re-mentioned it again in 2 Corinthians 4:13. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. And since we have that same spirit of faith, watch that, we also believe and therefore we speak. Amen. You see, you got to have a belief that God is for you. David had a belief that God was for him. That's why he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine coming against the army of God?
Amen.
He said to Goliath, he said, you're not coming against me. If you're coming against me, you're going to win. But you're not coming against me. You're coming against someone way bigger than me and everything and you.
Amen.
He said, you're defiling the armies of God. You're not defiling me. Do you know who you're coming? You want to talk about some chutzpah?
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
Can you imagine? Who's this little wimp? In fact, Goliath said that. Who is this kid that you sent to me with a stick? Am I a dog? Those were his words. Who is this child you sent to me? He's coming at me with a stick. Am I a dog? Little did he know he was worse than a dog. He wasn't coming against David. And David wrote in 1 Samuel, he said, the battle is the Lord's. And we know the scripture that says, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. I'm telling you, you better understand who you house. We better get a realization of who the greater one really is in us. And stand up in the midst of the explosion in your life and say, look, everything looks bad, but there's one thing I know. God is for me.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. Located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987.
good country, home-style cooking.